Hi there, Darren Hardy here again. So in wrapping up this issue on productivity, let's start with a quote from one of my previous mentors, unquestionably one of the most productive people I've ever known, Paul J. Meyer. He said this, "Productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort." So let's be sure that we put in the intelligent planning and focused effort, but the commitment part, that will be left up to you. Now, after my interview with Dr. Jim Lehrer, one of the CEOs that I mentor asked me to dinner to discuss a serious dilemma that he was having. He had finally built his company and his leadership team up to the point where he can replace himself in the day-to-day operations of his organization, a goal all entrepreneurs should strive for. He was worried, however, about keeping himself from jumping back in when any little hiccup surfaced. He's fully aware of his tendencies, as I had pointed out in prior discussions, and he was asking for advice on what to do. I explained the concept that Jim Lehrer talked with us about called the chase. You see, American mythology has us believe that the goal of life is to retire, or that financial freedom means that you can now just travel around going from hotel to hotel, laying on beaches and playing golf 5 days a week. But that is not how achievers are wired. I explain my own struggle and discovery with this reality. When I was 28 years old, I sold a company for a very significant sum. I thought I wanted to, quote unquote, retire, or at least take a couple of years off. I moved to South Beach, Miami. I bought a Harley. I drove up and down the beach every day and spent 2 to 3 hours in the gym. It wasn't 3 months before I was going stark, raving mad. In fact, I was in sheer spiritual, emotional, and psychological pain. If I were of the depressed kind, I would have been in a state of depression, no doubt. You see, we need the chase. The chase is what gives us life. It gives us juice. The chase is our creative spirit getting a chance to be expressed, stretched, and realized. The chase is the means and the end. You can give it several different semantics, like pursuit or purpose or mission or vision. Proverbs warns us about this. Without vision, people perish. You see, it didn't say without golf, people perish, or without relaxing on the beach, people perish. No, it said without vision, without purpose, without pursuit, without the chase, people perish. We need the chase. We love the chase. The chase is the very verve of life. So the advice that I gave my friend that I now also give you is, don't want what you don't want. Don't even make the goal of your life to not be chasing. You will always be chasing until you're not, and that is when they pronounce you dead. In fact, if you want to speed that process up, just retire. It is well known that purpose-driven people who eventually retire die shortly thereafter. Why? They lost their life force, their verve for life, and thus found themselves retired permanently. I told my friend, if you don't want to chase your existing business and be constantly tempted to jump back in, you need to find something else to chase. And don't think that it's going to be a little white ball from pin to pin. Another discovery that I made about the chase through my own evolution is, no matter what I'm involved in, I'm going to be chasing at full throttle. It was my wife who made this observation of me. She has seen me in several different ventures now. Her observation was, no matter whether I was running a business with hundreds of employees, doing tens of millions in revenue, or building a simple pet e-commerce business, or an online video and photo sharing business, a couple of companies that I invested in and ended up getting involved with at the C-level spot, she pointed out that I was all consumed by it, no matter the size or seeming importance of the project. I thought it was just a complaint or a false accusation. But like most times, I realized, albeit later, that she was right. That is just how I'm wired. I'm always going to be all in on the chase, no matter what the chase. Thus, my second piece of advice to my friend was, be sure that he picked the right chase, because no matter what it is, he will go head deep into it. I also told him something that we learned from Jim Lehrer as well, which was to be sure that his motivations were intrinsic and not extrinsic. That his primary motivation was the expression of his core values and not some prize or some perceived pot of gold at the end of a not-so-colorful rainbow. I suggested before he chased the next shiny opportunity that was presented to him that he first figure out how he wanted to live. You see, this too is another mistake that I've made in the past. A while back, I sat down with a mentor that I had at the time and showed him all my big goals and plans for the coming year. I laid it all out in front of him. I was proud of my thoughtful and detailed strategic plan. He said, "Sure, but where's your life in that?" "Huh?" I said. "Yeah, look at it. With all those goals and plans and the schedule that this will demand, how are you going to fit a life around that?" I hadn't thought about that, which was a great awakening right there. I hadn't thought about a life. I had only thought about my business. He said, "Instead, why don't you flip that model? Instead of trying to fit a life around your business goals, first decide what kind of life you want to live, then fit your business around that." Ha! That was huge for me. Now, when I say a life, I'm not talking about laying on the beach or starting a bridge club. 80% of your life might still be your business, purpose, and passion pursuits, but you can still design those to fit the kind of life you want to live. Meaning, what kind of people do you want to work with? What do you want to have to be researching, studying, and having to talk about all day? What kind of trade shows, conferences, or training events do you want to or have to go to? Do you want a long commute or a short one? How do you want to have to dress? Do you want it to involve working nights and weekends? Do you want it to involve travel, domestic and or international? Look, you're going to spend 80 to 90% of your life working or chasing. You can choose what you want to work on and chase. Make sure that you choose it to fit the life you want to lead because it will be your life. So once again, the summary is this. Number one, you're going to be chasing. That epiphany in itself will be tension relieving to you as it has been for me. I used to wonder if this chase was ever going to end. The answer is no. Sorry. That is how you're wired and what gives you zeal and purpose in life. So sink into it and enjoy it. Don't want what you don't want. The alternative is death, death of spirit, and eventually death of body. Number two, since you're going to be chasing, be very conscious about what you're chasing. Choose what you chase carefully, because no matter what you end up doing, you will become fully consumed by it. Be sure that it amplifies your core internal values and has you leading the kind of life that gives you great energy, joy, and the lifestyle that you want. So maybe to help you in this introspection, you might want to take on Jim's exercise suggestion. Write out a description of your best self. When are you at your best? What does that look like? Describe it. Then write out, what is my best life? If you were living your best life, what would that look like? Write it out. In those descriptions, you will discover your core values, your core intrinsic motivations, and the kind of life you want to lead. I'd love to learn what epiphanies you might have had during this great issue of the Success Magazine CD, or when you go through the suggested exercise. Be sure to connect with me and share them with the Success community. You can always talk with me and the community on my blog at darrenhardy.success.com or on Facebook at Darren Hardy Fan or Twitter or LinkedIn at Darren Hardy. Then go out and be the shining example of success at work, at home, and in your community. And I'll meet you right back here to guide you further as we journey together along the never-ending search for the best within you. Until then, I wish you great success.
Visit successfoundation.org to learn more about the program, request copies of Success for Teens, or make a tax-deductible gift. And be sure to read more about Above Seclusion and their story with the Success Foundation in this month's issue. To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success. Copyright 2000. All rights reserved.